student debt just like that. Anonymous donor clears the debt of every 2022 graduate of Wylie College, small historically black college in Marshall, Texas. Estimated total balances of 100 graduates, $300,000. Awesome moment. Tomorrow's special report, MUFON's polls on the Pennsylvania Republican Senate primary, plus part two of that interview with former Defense Secretary Mark Esper. Do you think China, in the wake of Ukraine, is looking seriously at taking over Taiwan?
I think they've always been looking seriously at taking over Taiwan, and I think they're studying the Russian successes and failures and trying to figure out how they could do better.
Thanks, everybody. Send your home tonight. That's it for this special report. Fan Bounce and I Fred. And guess what? Jesse Waters' prom time has Jesse Waters back.
Hey, brother. I missed our handoff. It's good to be
That's
back.
Right.
Thank you.
Good show.
First of all, I just want to thank everybody for their support. I had back surgery a week ago. I'm building back better. Feeling a lot better. Still have some recovery to do, but we'll deal with that. When we're emotional, we're not at our best. We overreact and we make bad decisions. Think about the ump who made a bad call during a baseball game. You get in his face, you argue, and boom, you thrown out. Now you watch the rest of the contest from the locker room. Feel like someone's stealing your lunch at work? Shoot off a fiery, angry email blaming everybody. And suddenly you're out on the sidewalk looking for a job. Maybe somebody pulls a prank on you. And instead of just laughing it off, you can lose it. That's split freaking unfunny! Their frustrations like they did when we lost in 2016. In D.C., it fired up mobs, surrounded the home of many conservative justices, and then after a leftist group moved.
Okay, did everybody get their papers? I thank the lady that went and did it for me. I thank you so much.
This was
can't hear me?
This is Aruba, her family in the hiding. They've moved now to an undisclosed location.
Me now?
Your mom has forced a Supreme Court justice into hiding.
Okay, they're working on it, folks. We're just doing a testing job. They're working on it.
Sports justice Sotomayor died. How do you think that would go down? And this was just a warning shot. We know where you live, do what we say, or else. We know that the Trump protesters are capable of some lunatic fired off.
Can you put another place?
Actually, threw a Molotov cocktail through the window. And if that message wasn't clear enough, they used spray paint to spell it out. If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either. Planned Parenthood calls abortions sacred.
I need a couple more minutes. I'm here.
It's on a religious topic.
Can you hear me now?
This is a religious war. The ends justify the means. Now, the White House knows this and knows how fervent their base needs to be for the midterm. The White House did nothing to stop this. Last week, they refused to condemn protesting at homes. And they gave this weekend's protest license. Now, after the backlash, they've released a weak statement saying President Biden strongly condemns this attack.
Down.
And
down.
Strike. to give that a little context, it took less than 24 hours for Joe Biden to condemn Jesse Smollett's fake lynching. He said, "We must stand up and demand that we no longer do this. Aid safe harbor. We are with you, Jesse." By the way, he never took that down. But at least they're not condoning this action, which is more than
okay. See me up there. I'm right up there in the right hand corner. Oh my God.
Okay. That's more, you are on.
Good evening. Thank you all for coming. I welcome you to the Port Mobile Homes, our regular stated meeting, May the 9th, 2022, 7:05.
All we can do is hear it.
I now declare us open. Dear Heavenly Father, I come tonight with a heavy heart. We have so much to cover. We can only do it with your help. Please guide us to make the right decisions for the members and the park. Please watch over our sick. Help them get well soon. Take care of our servicemen and women, wherever they are. We send our love and thanks for everything you do for everyone. You are special, Father. Amen.
Amen.
We will join the flag.
My country, hear it.
I did do it right. It's just not.
May we have roll call?
Karen Allen, chairperson.
Present.
Joe Nocanero, secretary. Present. Ursula Bernig, trustee.
Present.
Keith Richer, treasurer.
Here.
Gary Vincent, first vice president.
Present, sorry.
Becky Ernest, trustee.
Present.
Mark Voda, assistant treasurer.
Present.
David Curtis, trustee.
Here. You've got Ursula way down the end here. Ursula's way down the end.
I'm not a president.
Thank you.
Vice chair.
Okay. Those are so high. This is chairman's announcements.
It's Connie down the street.
We have had a big complaint. I do have a complaint form. Let you say it all. When you come to the window to do a complaint, the girls want you to fill it out, sign it, so that we can take care of the complaint. Now, I notice that there is no place for your signature. So you just sign it on the very bottom. They would appreciate it. If it's not filled out, you can sit there or you can stand there and talk to them for an hour complaining. It will not be taken care of until the complaint form is filled out. Thank you.
My speaker's a 98%.
Huh?
My speaker's a 98%.
I have done some changes here. We are doing 9 before 8, which is old business before new. We are doing the budget. I will do my letter after the budget. Moving 9E to B. Add staff insurance. And that's where we're at.
Say it again. What was
Did you hear me?
No.
Okay. I will say it again. We are doing 9E to B. We're adding staff insurance to the budget line. And we're doing 9 before 8. I did not print these out, but this is the way it was printed out. I'm sticking. Okay, everyone have that? Okay. We have a letter of intent. Kathy, would you like to come forward, please?
Terrible. It is. It's terrible.
Hi, this is Kathy Stone. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that on?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Just speaking.
Okay. Okay. Joan?
Oh, that's Cassie.
Hi, my name is Kathy Stone, 1039 Sunflower Lane. I moved here from Iowa. It will be 2 years in August. I love Florida, and I really like living in Holiday Park. When I graduated from high school, I went to beauty school and got my degree in cosmetology. Worked under someone for a year, then bought my own beauty salon and worked 6 days a week doing hair. I own my own salon for 20 years. My husband wanted his own business, so he bought a dry cleaners and he ran that.
Nothing.
Nothing all the time.
Not a thing. Not working.
Systems bad. Sucks.
Not a lot of talk, but I can't hear it.
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
You know, there's time and place for protests, and the federal statute makes it clear that if you go to the house of the judge, the residence of the judge, to influence the judge, not of anything, the surgeon can demonstrate that that's a public one.
I know. I know it was. It was working fine. Now it's not working.
Press any buttons.
I didn't touch anything.
See, that's the problem. It's not me.
Huh?
It's not me. They're having problems.
I don't know who these people are that are talking, unless they're on Zoom like I am. Like we are. We're not hearing anything.
Mute your sound.
Mute my sound?
Mute your sound, Beverly.
All right. In the world of sad. I don't even know how to do it.
Go to the top of the page and mute your sound.
I just did it.
Make it singular. And finally,
the Nuremberg trials
After World War II, the eyes of the world were on this courtroom. Would justice be served for some of history's most heinous crimes?
Kareem, select first.
Autobiographical movies for 2000.
This press-shy director turned to his own past in The Tree of Life. That director, Terrence Malick. Kareem.
Autobiographical movies for 1600.
The scene at Burge's Drive-In in Modesto, California, was one of George Lucas's inspirations for this 1973 film. Emily, what is Fast Times at Ridgemont High? No. Missouri, Kansas, Texas, and Oklahoma are home to the flat region.
I heard you, but I got it unmuted, so that means they can hear us, I think.
Well, I'm seeing other people too. Well, if I'm muted, then I'm having problems getting the voice.
Me too.
Yeah. I don't see. That's Angel. She's got a cough. The heck?
Means we can hear you.
Oh, okay. I can't see any box you're talking about.
I'm not
You know, hello? Your microphone's picking that up.
It says I'm muted.
No, correct response, what are
you muted?
Hello?
I'm hearing you.
Coming down. It's the hostess that's lost it. It's the hostess that's lost it. Not us. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Can't you get it no more?
No. They blocked me.
Emily, what is Apex? Correct. Use that.
Of the Port Malabar Holiday Park.
Of the Port Malabar Holiday Park.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
Mobile Home Park Recreation District.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Sure.
Anybody in the park who has their cell phone with them, please either turn it off or put it on airplane mode or turn phones trying to connect to the router.
I couldn't hear you at all.
She has asked anybody who has a telephone to put it on air mode.
Okay, airplane great. Mode. Thank you.
Thank you very much. H and R committee. Do we have them here? We're gonna okay that first. I don't have that. We are. Sorry about that. Yes, I just skipped that. We're gonna approve the minutes of 4/25/22.
I make
need a motion for approval.
I make a motion. We accept the minutes. For April 25th, 2022.
I second it.
It has been moved and second. Trustee comments, is there any?
I have quite a few problems with it that I would like to be added to it. Number six, which is, it was a motion by Keith Richer approved, seconded by Mark Boda, to have a search committee find a company and improve the job description. And it doesn't say whether we voted or if we did vote, what happened?
Well, we did vote. 1 second. Let's see. It got omitted and missed in the proofreading. Let's see. It was under the committee. I'm looking at my original notes. Let me see if I can find it quickly here. Ooh, boy. Sorry. We bounced around. I'm not sure I can spot it. I know In the chairman announcements, she announced the committee. Oh, boy. There was no vote? I don't recall. I'm sorry.
Was voted on.
Okay, on number 12, there's also no resolution. It says a request was made to authorize another $20,000. Oh. And I think we said it was already in the budget, but it should have a resolution in the minutes.
We actually didn't vote on that. Does it show it? Yeah, but I mean, she's asking for, was a resolution. I don't recall voting on.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it should be included in the minutes that it was. I got up and asked about
that. You said it was in the budget. Yeah, we made it a line item. We've changed a little bit this year, but we made it one line item where we, when they took the money out to buy the certificates, we deducted it. When we got money back because they repaid the certificate, we put it back into that instead of an income. When we set it up, not originally in the original budget, but when we started buying certificates, we set it up so it became a line item. And that line item was $20,000 voted on by an earlier board saying that they could have that and do that. They came up and asked about it's getting ready to happen again. And so they want to make sure the money's there. Oh. And we said that there, the $20,000 was one line. And what we did was we voted $20,000. They could use some of it. We deducted it. However, we added back, and there was a balance still of over $16,000 left in that line item. And I don't remember voting on it again. I just remember stating it that it has already happened.
My point is, if we go back and look at this a year from now, nobody's going to know what happened.
We did not vote on that.
Right. We didn't vote on it, but it should state in there that it's already been approved in the budget or something.
You're probably correct, Joan. It was talked about.
Madam Chair.
That fact was mentioned. I don't know if there was a motion
Madam
or anything.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
These things should have been done when they were being proofed or whatever. I think they were sent out to all the trustees or should have been for proofing and so forth. I'd like to ask this be tabled until the next meeting.
Thank you.
Sure. Backing up to that last question, Joan, mm-hmm. We voted 3-2 to approve the committee that the chair set up for DM search. And there was, I thought it also was
three yeses and two noes.
Three yeses, two noes, and to prove. But then I thought we discussed focusing instead of them trying to find the person to find a company. I know Carol came up and talked about it. Find an outside professional company. Mark mentioned that initially. Carol came up and talked about three that she had talked with, and she was impressed with one in particular. We wanted them to refine the district manager's job description, which I received a revised copy of that during the last couple of weeks, and to recommend which outside company in this meeting the committee would recommend to us. Rather than them searching, we asked them to find one, a professional company. I don't know that we actually took another vote on that, though. I only have one vote, 3-2, to approve the committee itself. And they may not be in, that might vote might not even be in the minutes. I had to listen to the minutes to try to get the notes because it was like the pinball in the meeting.
We'll cable that then till the next meeting.
Does the committee have a recommendation for us? I'm wondering. Any committee members?
If you read your thing, they're on there.
Read what, Kay? What, Chair? What do you mean read? My agenda?
Yes, it's on there.
Oh, so we'll talk about it later then.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Where is it on the agenda?
Okay, we're doing old business now. Yeah. The H&R committee, Bambi, are they here? Okay.
I have one question. Joan, are you going to edit the existing minutes and we'll vote on them next meeting?
Well, I've got a list here that we haven't. We're going to table it, so I'll write it down and give it to you.
Back to me?
Well, I'll give it to everybody, the changes that I think should be in there.
Well, you're secretary, okay. So you should maybe...
Yes, we'll discuss that later, you two.
No, okay. They can't.
Okay. Gary, do you have the bridge report for repairs for the little pond?
Okay, one second.
What happened to the HR committee?
Just a minute.
Where are we at here?
What she asked?
HR.
They didn't.
Remember,
no one answered when I said the HR committee.
4-8.
No one answered.
Okay, well, I was on the HR committee.
What?
I was on the HR committee.
Well, I asked for the HR committee and no one answered.
Okay. Oh. Well, we came up with a company called Bambi that would handle the HR, but I think right now we ought to probably just put that aside and drop it until we need it. I don't think we have enough employees right now to even make that worthwhile.
I did distribute to the board 6 weeks ago, and there's been 4 members leave and 4 members join. So I think at least 3 of the new board members don't have the Bambi documents.
No.
And that's the only company that I reviewed and got information from is Bambi.
I would make a motion that we suspend our search for an HR committee until maybe 6 months from now. We can relook at it.
6 months?
It has been.
I'll second.
Has been moved and second. We will suspend this committee. Any other remarks from the trustees?
Well, I was just wondering, would you really 6 months? How about 3? Have a new district manager certainly by then. Maybe take a look.
You suspended it for 6 months, right?
Yes. I did.
It's suspended for 6 months is what she said. Yep. Isn't that all right?
Well, I'm just thinking we have so much going on right now that, you know.
That's November?
Ursula? Jesus.
No, she's got to recognize me, not you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I would like to know why she wants 6 months instead of 3 months.
What makes the difference?
I said 6 months only because we have so much other stuff going on right now that I thought it would give us plenty of time to get everything back in order and then come back and relook at it.
Well, I mean, it doesn't take an extra
guy. She's talking.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, show respect for each other, please. Okay, Joan, finish.
Joan, you wanted to be on the HR committee. None was ever set up. But would you, and I think Carol was interested when she was
trustee? Carol and I worked together on it.
Might you consider, in the meantime, in the 6 months, you postponing this to maybe find an additional company or two?
We could do that, no problem.
Okay.
Probably ought to find 2 more.
Now, what did you two decide?
We probably ought to find 2 more so that we have 3 to compare to.
Sure. Yep.
The table this, too.
Okay.
No, there's a motion, and you seconded it, right?
That's tabled until next meeting, and you two can decide what you'd like.
Why don't we vote on it? Why can't we vote on it now?
Okay, Gary, let's go back to the little bridge.
You cannot ignore a motion and a second on the floor.
We have a motion, and it's been seconded.
Yes.
For 6 months. Is there any more discussion with the trustees? Now the guests.
If there's a problem with the 6 months, you could make the motion to say up to 6 months. Sorry. Sherry Moore, 1030 Vista.
Sure.
I'm not used to that part. You know, and then if you want to address it, if the new DM wants to address it sooner than that, if there's a need before that, or maybe you find out there's not a need, then it's done. So, but you got to have a vote.
Sure. A two-member committee? Does anybody else want to serve on the committee?
Everybody in favor of 6 months?
Up to. We're changing the motion to up to 6 months.
Sure. Up to 6 months. They changed the motion. Anybody in favor of up?
Unanimous.
Motion passed. Now we're back to you again, Gary, with the bridge.
Okay. This was an assignment. This was an assignment. These bridges at the back pond that was handed to me. Last looked at in October of 2018. It was a, a beautification project. So I did get three proposals. We do have a bridge back there that needs to be removed. At a minimum, needs to be demoed. And the pressure-treated wood hauled either by a contractor or volunteers or whatever to the cocoa-lined landfill because it's pressure-treated wood. I got a price of $1,800 from Dream Docks only for demo of, $1,800 and something. It's $4,200 and change to replace it in addition to the $1,800. So it's a little over $6,000 to replace that bridge. I went to the city building department and we cannot assemble any bridge ourselves, which was a thought by the former chair. It has to be a licensed, insured, contracted due to the liability of a publicly shared bridge. I got some pricing on kits. Instead of $4,200, 20-foot bridge is $2,600. But a licensed contractor has to assemble that kit and install it. I did not get a price on that. It's $26, $26, and $22. Because I was asked to look at making three bridges so that people could walk all the way around that pond, which right now they can walk halfway, a quarter way, and it would take three bridges to be able to do a full circle. Go ahead, Mark.
When we're looking at jobs that we want to do around the park, I think we need to look really hard at what's a want and what's a need. The first part of what your statement was, the bridge that's there needs to come out.
Yes.
I think that's probably a need so that nobody gets hurt. However, any other work back there, I don't think really is a need right now. I think it's more of a want.
I agree 100%. I was handed this project.
I'm just saying
in general, when we start, we have a ton of things that we're looking at. And is it a want or is it a need? And we need to plan and decide what it is and when we can do it.
Yes. I think I was handed this project because former DM and the last chair, perhaps combined, thought I could sell it to the people. My heart is not in it, so I'm not trying to sell this to you. I also got a price for aluminum bridges, $50,000 for three, so that's out of the question. I think we do need to demo it. I can go to the city and see if they'll allow maintenance and a couple volunteers, and I'll haul it in my truck to the Cocoa Landfill. So we could get it done for nothing, perhaps, if we're allowed to do it by the city. Otherwise, we pay about $1,800 and they'll come, Dream Docks will come, demo it, haul it away. It's small enough, and they're the only company I have a price on, demo, haul away. At this point, go ahead, Mark.
Are there concrete footers on it?
Yes, there are. I believe four, yes. And the two ends are just sitting in the dirt.
And you think we can pull them out?
I don't know if we can get volunteers. I don't know if Jose and Dwayne, I don't know. I'd rather just have a contractor come in, haul it away, and be done with it than try to, that's be my preference. Spend the 18 and change. I have a precise number. I don't see it right at the moment. I do have it, though.
Gary, do you want to make a motion up to $1,900, and then you're covered for whatever.
And maybe we could have maintenance, put a couple posts and a cross member on each side of the ravine where the bridge used to be, just so nobody falls in, you know, maybe a 6-footer or something. Or I'd leave it with nothing, because the other two ravines have nothing. So I'd rather just demo it myself. And none of the residents back there that I spoke with want people doing laps back there and with their dogs and stuff. They told me they bought their properties because of the beautiful setting and privacy. So they don't really want it foot traffic. So
I make a motion that we remove the bridge that's deteriorating by the back pond, mm-hmm. not to exceed $1,900.
I second it.
We got a question on the. Go ahead, Keith.
Yes, I know we can't usually do volunteers of work, but our employees can because they're covered under our insurance. So that might be something you look at too. Like you said, you didn't ask them, but I'm just saying.
I think the concrete footers.
I understand.
That's the biggest thing. We don't know how deep they are.
I'm just saying we can't use volunteers, but we can use employees. I'm not saying to do that. I'm not saying to do that, though. I'm just saying look into it.
It's a thought, but we don't have any idea how deep and heavy those footers are. There's four of them.
Okay.
Dave?
Yeah, I'm the liaison between the board and the ACC.
Say it again. I can't hear you.
I said I'm the liaison between the board and the ACC. I've talked with Ron Ford about this. We're all in agreement that those bridges need to come out. They are dangerous. They're rotted. They're beyond.
There's one.
Well, the one up on the upper end, but there's other things that will probably come up later on. But that bridge up there needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's going to get hurt. They're going to drive a cart down there. Something's going to happen. So for insurance purposes, for no other reason, they need to come out of there. Or that bridge needs to come out of there.
Okay.
And Bill, have you heard anything on that from Ron? Have you talked about it? Okay.
Okay.
That's where I've got on it.
I did speak with Ron, and he said, if we put any bridges, we've got to go through the ACC approval process. I didn't ask him about just demo, so I'll have to ask, but that's a formality.
Correct.
Okay. Anyone out? Our guests?
That bag is 409 Holiday. In the meantime, if this bridge is in such a decayed state, mm-hmm. until it gets demolished, do you think it would be wise to like tape it off?
It is. It is.
Not have anybody going on it.
They've taped it, caution taped it off for the second time. It looks like people are pushing it down so they can step right over it because it was done about 10 days ago.
Let people know they're at risk if they're going beyond something that tells them they're at risk.
Maintenance did that 10 days ago, and it's back around ground level for the most part.
I have checked it almost every day when I go around. Seeing how much someone's played with the tape. And yes, they are moving the tape down. Now, anybody else, Keith? Okay. We need to take a vote on what you would like to do. Would you like to demolish it? Board.
We already have a motion to do that up tonight.
Call for the vote.
Okay. Everybody in favor to demolish it, raise your arm. Thank you.
Nine, nothing.
Motion carried.
That'll be done by Dream Docs, the only contracted offer to do it, for $1,800 and change. I'll get that information to you in the office. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate that.
I want to just make a note for the recording that there were 8 yes and 0 no.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I failed to do that several times the last couple of meetings.
Okay. Mark, would you like to talk a bit?
That's fine. 9 yes, 0 no.
Huh? Forensic audit.
Yes, the van. Is that what you wanted?
No, didn't you move the forensic audit up?
Oh. It's just a question. Hang on. Yes, we did move that up. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
So I contacted Matt Carver with the CPA that I spoke to before, and I asked him if he could give, I spoke to him with another resident of the park that is much more familiar with having audits performed, especially like a forensic audit. And we got a lot more information. Again, he said it would be $3,000 to $3,500 to do the forensic audit. He could set it up so that it would be tailored to what we want to look at specifically. I also got two references of audits that he's performed this year. And I called both references. They had nothing but nice things to say. Professional, seamless. One of the references said that Matt suggested that they look a little deeper into some other items that he was looking at. And they said, yes, please. And there was no extra charge for that. So I'd like to get back to Matt. I'd like to make a motion to have Matt perform a forensic audit. At this point, not to exceed $3,500, with the understanding that if Matt finds something and he needs to go deeper, the cost may go up, but that would come before the board again.
I would second that motion.
Moved and second. Any other discussion?
Yeah, I'd have one. I know, Mark, that we're trying to find out where things are and stuff. Do you expect to get anything back out of this forensic other than just a quote of what's happening? Like money, or if you find some discrepancies and stuff to go after the money or anything like that?
Yes. If we find discrepancies, we will go after the money.
Okay. You feel that we'll make more than 30, you think we'll make more than $3,500?
I don't think that makes a difference. I think the point is like I said, when I came into the park, we had a manager that stole from this park. There's tons of questions on expenses that this park has made over the last 3-4 years. I would like to see this done so that we know.
Okay. That answers my question.
That our accounts are where they need to be.
It's my understanding, too, that even if they don't find anything, they can make recommendations of procedures that we might be able to tighten things up or, you know, make changes.
Okay. Anyone else? Any other trustee before the guests?
I just have one quick question. When you talk with that lady, did you sign on? Did
He's
you just sign on just an accounts payable forensic?
No, he will tailor it to what we want to look at.
Okay, so Mark.
When he comes in, he will sit down with us and we will say, these are the things we're thinking of looking at. Do you think we should look at other things? Because maybe we want to look at where our income's coming from and make sure that that's all in line with where it needs to be.
Okay, Mark. I think it's a great idea.
Guests, would you like to say anything? Questions? Go.
Here we go. Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I would like to make one recommendation. Please make it to this person that's going to do the forensic. If anything is found in the office by any office employee or the bookkeeper, it must be reported immediately to all 9 trustees. This is the problem we fell into with Jody. Sharon knew about it. He fired Sharon. The bookkeeper knew about it, and she informed somebody else. If the bookkeeper finds a problem, send it to all 9 trustees. Not her fault. Send it to them. If anybody in work in the office finds something, such as what happened with the payroll thing, they should immediately notify all 9 trustees. I want that as a recommendation. We voted it. I believe we voted it after Jody, but I don't know where the hell they ever did with it. And I will insist on that being in there.
So I understand that anything that the auditor finds, when he finds it, the trustees are all notified immediately.
But in the future, any office person that works in that office or the bookkeeper, they should have it in front of them in writing. They are required to report it to 9 members of this board.
Okay, anything else?
Okay, I think that's a really good idea, Bruce. Oh, you do?
Gary. All
right. Yeah, I have fun. Mark.
Do we have a motion?
Call for the vote.
Call for the vote. And
everything. Okay, everybody in favor, raise your arm. Everybody opposed? Motion carried.
For the record, it was 9 yes votes and 0 no votes.
Are you ready for the next one?
Jesus.
Yeah, that's not one that I was. That's Santa Fe.
The hell we are.
Okay, we'll speak on it. Go ahead.
Gary, this next thing is vent system and sand effect environmental. I wasn't looking at that. I thought that was something that the sand
got
effect
combined into two things. Because we had on March 14th, Sandy Effects in here. They presented they did a little presentation of the sanitizing machine they could install in the air conditioning systems.
Yeah, I remember that.
We have 5 air conditioners. It's $6,000. I'm a day or so away from getting 2 more proposals for the sanitizing systems. Different brand, better brand. One of them's proposing, it's a Remy system LED. It's a little more expensive. It has a replacement of the full cell instead of just a light bulb every year. It's a superior product. In the next meeting, I'll be able to have all 3 proposals. I only have the upgraded Sandy Effects proposal. Now, residents and a few trustees said, hey, what about cleaning the air ducts? I was amazed at what I found. I got 4 proposals. There's 4 different methods. It is my strongest recommendation that we do not clean these air ducts. They're in fantastic shape. They're top quality antimicrobial air ducts showing no signs of mold. All 4 methods that are used, and there are 4 different methods, including Sandy Effects, Freedom Air, 2 others, Stanley Steamer, and 1 other. Anyway. No matter who cleans it and how, when they're done and they turn this system on, residual fiberglass will be blown out into this entire building. That's something we cannot allow to happen. There's no need to clean the ducts. I already told the contractors, I went back to all of them this week and asked them, honestly, will any fiberglass come out? They all admitted it would, and under no circumstances should we clean these air ducts. So that's about $6,000-$7,000 we do not have to spend a dime. But the sanitizing equipment, I'll be back in 2 weeks with 3 proposals. It'll be approximately in the same range, but at least we'll only do the one thing. And had we had it, we wouldn't do any sanitizing or shutting down or anything. Okay. But we'll maybe we'll be ready next time.
We'll table it until the next meeting.
I would permanently table the duct cleaning thought and table the sanitizing until I can get 2 more proposals.
Okay.
So for the vent system, we're talking about the vent systems that are back in the card room and the billiards room?
No. That will come up in a few minutes when the chair asks about replacing the 10-ton system, which services the pool room and card room.
Okay.
Are we good?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay. Carol, would you like to tell us about Spectrum?
Carol Summers, 1143 Greenview Court.
She's coming.
First off, don't shh the messenger. This project was given to me last year by Cherie Morris, and I followed through with it then and had a proposal. There was a proposal presented in February. I understand it was presented poorly, and I apologize for that. But in February, I was going through some medical tests and could not attend that meeting, or I would have made certain it was proposed differently. First off, the Spectrum contract does not expire until December 31st of 2023. However, as you all know, Spectrum is increasing their bills on a regular basis. We are currently paying $38.47 per home in the park for very basic cable services. On the average, you as residents are probably paying out of your pocket approximately $80 a month, if not more, for your internet and your Wi-Fi and any other services and your phone that you have for Spectrum.
No.
That's quite a chunk out of your pocket. Now, a lot of you can afford that, but a lot of you cannot. I even heard from someone just now that their Spectrum bill is $153 a month. That's a lot of money. 201 right there. I know that a lot of you don't like Spectrum, but right now, when it comes to cable services, they're the only company we have in our area. AT&T does stream their services. AT&T just went up dramatically. I like AT&T. That's who I have because they were cheaper than Spectrum. But my bill where I was saving $100 with AT&T over Spectrum just went up $100. My cable went up $50 a month, and my Wi-Fi and internet went up $30 a month. So they're increasing their rates. Within the next 12 months, Spectrum and AT&T will be going up at a minimum of 20% on their rates, if not more. So bear that in mind when I present this to you. Again, currently we are paying $38.47 per household in the park for your basic cable services, which I believe you're getting like maybe 50 to 60 small, funky channels. If you pay for this out of your pocket, your basic cable service is $49.99 out of your pocket, not the what the park pays. One set-top box, which is the unit that you have, that little black box, not your DVR box, that's separate, but one little black box is $19.99 a month. Your standard internet for most people runs about $74.99 a month. If you have Wi-Fi, they charge you an extra $5 for Wi-Fi.
No.
Your broadcast surcharge, $21. You can't get away from that one. Plain and simple. And then you have about $11.15 in taxes. So you're paying, if you're paying out of your pocket, well over $100 for these services. So our little program does save you quite a bit of money on your TV, but everything else you're still paying for. You have 100 megabytes of internet access, cable modem, and router. Those are what we have now because we have such poor service. Now, Spectrum is going to be increasing their services if we continue a contract with them. If we don't keep a contract, you're going to keep up with the crappy services, okay? Right now, what they are proposing for us to do, and I like their proposal, and if we accept this, and it's not up to me, it's up to you guys, I'm going to go back to Spectrum. Our bulk cable TV service would include Spectrum TV Select and digital tiers 1 and 2, which means you would be getting twice the channels plus 2 tiers of digital television and HD. It would include 2 set-top boxes per home, with one of them being a DVR. Right now, you're paying for your DVR. Right. So that cost would be a savings to you. It would include access to Spectrum TV app, which means you can stream that app and then you can stream it on other televisions or stream it when you're gone, whether you are here or whether you are someplace else. You can put it on your phone or your computer. There is a 5% maximum annual rate increase, which we are paying that now anyway. The one thing that I will say is that if we accept this program with them, they are guaranteeing that that annual percentage rate will not go into effect until 2024. So we have 1 year, no increase. And it would be a 5-year term contract. The bulk service rate would be $55. Okay, yes, that is more than what we're paying, the 38, but listen what you're getting. Instead of getting the one box, you're going to get the two boxes. Okay, it's going to include 400 megabytes by 20 megabytes of ultra internet service. So your internet service is going to quadruple. Wonderful for those of you that use computers. It will also include your cable modem, your wireless router, and the Wi-Fi. No more out of pocket for those equipments for you either. Then you would have a $2.51 surcharge. So the total monthly bill to the park would be $57.51. Now, if you were paying for this out of your pocket versus the park paying for this, your Spectrum Select is $79.99. One set-top box again is $19.99. Your standard internet's the same, $74.99. Your Ultra Internet, which you would be getting, would cost you $20 out of pocket. Your Wi-Fi is the $5. Your surcharge is the $21, and your taxes are $11. So a monthly out-of-pocket for you, if you were paying this, would be $232.08. So by going with this contract, you're going to be saving $150 out of your pocket. I'm not telling you to go with this company, but what I'm telling you is that if we don't go with this company, no matter who we go with, our prices are going to continue to go up. I know our contract does not expire for another year and a half, but the benefit to doing this early is that Spectrum is offering us a $150 sign-up bonus per household. And the other benefit that they had was that we don't have to pay if people are gone right now and they're not signing up. They don't go on the billing until they get back and they sign up. So for a little while, we're not paying as much until everybody comes back and goes on. But every home would have to be redone with equipment and redone with new wiring and cables. That's going to benefit all of you because a lot of you, I know because I see it on the internet website that my Spectrum just went up, my Spectrum's out, my this and my that because my wires are old or this is old and they're constantly going down. But when they come in and put these five new nodes for the internet in our park, it's going to cost Spectrum over $250,000 to do that. They're going to put that money out there for us. They're going to recoup it somehow. They're recouping it by increasing our bills. This is a minor increase for that kind of service that you're going to be getting. But if we don't do this, they're not going to fix it. We're just going to leave it old, and you're just going to have the same ratty service. So I would recommend you consider it. Again, I'm just presenting this. It's not perfect, but it's not all that bad either. Yeah.
Carol, if we start paying the $57.51 a month, are they going to stop collecting that what we pay now for that year and a half, or are we going to be paying double?
No, we would not be paying double. Our contract would start anew when the board signs it, if they ratify it, and we would go to the new rate, and then they would come in and immediately start putting in the new nodes. They're not going to do that until they know that we're going to be working with them.
They're going to change our fees right away, or once they get this program set up?
From my understanding, it was once the program was set up.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Miss Carol. I don't know. I must have got a special deal. We got three TVs. They all have boxes. Greg, are they upgraded or not? Okay, we got, up till now. I'm talking up till now. Were they upgraded? No. Okay, so we have three TVs. I have a house phone, or we have a house phone. Plus, we have Wi-Fi. My bill is $98 a month. So why is mine so cheap? And what you're saying here is, oh, my God, this is ungodly.
Because you're not paying for your TV. You're getting your one box for free.
Right, but we pay for two.
But you're paying for a second box. So that second box may be only costing you like $19.
Well, that's cheap, though. I mean, what I'm getting for the total, it's super cheap. It doesn't match all these prices.
How long have you been with them? Have you been with them for over a year?
we moved here.
Yeah, but have you been here over a year?
No.
No.
Guaranteed it's going to go up when you hit that year mark. Guaranteed it'll double.
No, don't point your finger.
No, honestly, guaranteed it will double. It will go up when you reach that 1 year mark. They always bring you in on a new contract at a lower rate.
Please, come on.
No,
bud.
I have no contract, ma'am.
Come on, settle it.
Either way, but usually they bring you in under an introductory rate. Mm-hmm. I can't guarantee what they gave you. I have no idea. I didn't do your paperwork with you. But once you've been with them for a year, your rate will increase. It happens to everybody, regardless of who you are or how you set it up. That's just their way of doing business. I know.
Guess we got lucky. No contract, no paperwork.
Wow, you are lucky. Did you have a question?
Yeah, just this 5751, that's the bulk cable TV service mentioned, plus the standard internet for $57 combined?
And the Wi-Fi, yes. The only thing that you would have to pay for out of your pocket would be if you did a landline with them.
Oh, yeah. But do you happen to know, do they have a DVR? What would that cost?
You get one DVR and one set box.
With this?
So that comes with the DVR, yes.
Is it a, by chance, is it a whole house DVR? You know, like if you got two DVs, you can only watch what you record in the room where the DVR is? Or because my DirecTV, I can watch it in either room.
I couldn't answer that for you because all they gave me was DVR set box.
This is the price for both. It's that's an incredible deal.
That's the price for both, yes.
It's a great deal.
Carol.
For the money, it's great. Carol.
Yes.
I believe she also brought up for a dollar more. Anything that you want to put up in the cloud is included, which is free storage. And you can go anywhere in the world that Time Warner is and pull this down. It's a dollar more. Plus, there's some other benefits that Carol hasn't even brought up yet, or may not. But the lady that was here and told us about it had additional stuff that she was offering. I can't even come close to hitting internet for any one of these prices.
Right.
If you go Dish or you go AT&T satellite, if we were to clear the way for that, we'd all get robbed. And you got to remember, this is a 5-year deal, not a 1-year deal. So it's saving money all the way around. That's my view on it. Thank you.
Carol?
Okay.
This lady back here had a question. She had her hand up a long time ago. Mine?
Real quickly, they only have single recorders. They don't have house recordings.
Right, I didn't think so.
Patty Pack, 1014 Willow Court. I personally save a lot of money on the new program, but I know a lot of people who only do basic. And yes, they'll get a better TV, but how much is their maintenance fees going to go up? You're adding $20 per mobile to what you're paying now. And we were what, $325,000 annually for Spectrum, correct? This is going to increase, which means our maintenance fees are going to increase. So just remember, there are a lot of people in the park that don't do internet and only use the basic cable. They are going to be slammed when it comes to pay maintenance.
Mr. Crabb, I'll respond to that. Thank you.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I suggested at one of the meetings we discussed this, we do it immediately for several reasons. This is the page that we got from Spectrum, January 2020. Mm-hmm. At that time, they would have given us, we were paying $26.57 a house at that time. And our fee now is going to $38.47. In just 2 years, folks, we should lock in this contract basically immediately. It is a good contract. Carol has worked on this. I have listened to some of the presentations twice. You cannot beat this service. Absolutely not. I would recommend to the board. Now, people can squawk. It's going to go up on our assessment. $38.47 to $57. So that's $20 a month.
Bruce, we haven't seen that $10 yet, but as you said, we're going to see it. We can't even get one of these services from anybody for this price, and we're getting them both. Absolutely. So for year-round residents, this is an incredible bargain and good negotiating, Carol. I don't know how you got this price.
Okay. It's gone up $12 a month since January 2020.
Oh, okay.
This is the one from 2020 when we
Carol,
had spectrum in.
Okay. Becky's would like to speak, Carol.
This is going to go up $20, but they're still going to be making savings on their own individual bills.
Huge.
I mean, it's going up for the park $20, but they're going to save more than that in their individual bills.
Yeah. Most residents will actually end up with no spectrum bill at all. If they carry the telephone, they'll have to pay their own phone line bill. But because the Wi-Fi and the internet and the set boxes and everything are going to be included in what the park's paying, your out-of-pocket monthly expense would go from $200 a month or whatever you're paying now down to maybe $20 a month out of your own pocket each month. Now, the thing the Spectrum did say was that, again, I will repeat this, the houses that are not utilized right now, our residents are gone, they will not go on the account and be billed until they come back and get their house set up, because each house has to have all new equipment. All your old stuff will become null and void, and bring the new stuff,
yes,
the new modems, the new routers, the new set boxes, and make sure that everything's set up for you properly. $50 per household eBay back from Spectrum once each house goes online. That comes back into the park treasury.
Oh, okay.
I have spoken with the treasurer in regards to this, and we have budgeted this year for this program, and it will not increase your annual park fees in any way.
Beautiful.
No. Yeah.
So
yes.
I'm hoping that Keith, if the budget is ratified and you ratify this, that it will work together to benefit all the residents.
Is that
but
true?
It's not something that I'm telling you to do. I'm simply presenting it because I was given this task by the last chairman, and I just wanted to make sure you all had the facts as much as I could give you.
Okay.
It's in.
Carol, Keith would like, I guess it's saying, Joan.
I'm just going to throw this out there. We don't have to do anything with it if you don't want to. But in March 9th of 2020, the board voted to use Chase and Gill to do this negotiating for us. And I did talk to him today, and I wanted to verify that we didn't have a written contract or anything, because I didn't want to have to pay double here. And he said, no, we don't. But he has tried to reach us since then. He has sent us different contracts and deals that he has gotten for us, and nobody has gotten back to him. Cherie would not return his calls or his emails. So he was telling me today that he was thinking that with the size of the community here, we should only be paying in the low 40s and not the 50s. He said he's working with a community a little bit north of us, and it's $10 a month less, and they have more options. But I didn't tell him all the options that we had because I didn't know. Okay, but I just wanted you to know that there is another option out there.
Mark.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
Is there a possibility that we could get a hold of Jason Gill and explain to him what this entails?
I don't know Mr. Gill, and I personally don't want to work with him. I don't know him. I don't know his background. But from what I was told today, he was saying that there's all kinds of companies that are coming this way. If they're coming this way, that's great. But I can guarantee you, and I'm not threatening, please don't say this, I can guarantee you from what I was told by Spectrum that the longer we wait, regardless of whether he negotiates it or whether I negotiate or whether you negotiate it, they're going to keep going up and up. They dropped it from what they had when they were here in February. This went down. Okay. And they had to get this approved by the big board blah, blah, blah. And I don't know what they could get approved beyond this point. I don't. I'm not a negotiator. But I can say that we can't depend on someone to negotiate something that may be coming that could fall through if we said, okay, we're going to wait for 8 months and let him say that this company is coming up here and then the company doesn't come. And then you're gone and this is out the window and the price has gone up $30.
So we have 30 days from when? It says this offer is subject to change after 30 days.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
It says this offer is subject to change after 30 days. When is the 30 days?
She sent me a contract, and the contract is good for 60 days from the date that she sent it. And if we don't act on it within the next 30 days from today, it's null and void. This price is gone. And I can't guarantee what it will be beyond that.
Well, I can see just from the last printout we had from the special meeting, they've added a second set box for the TVs and dropped the price by about $9. And you can't even get either service for $57 from anybody.
Right.
Just internet or TV costs more than that. I love my DirecTV and AT&T, but I'd be throwing money away if I don't jump on this. This is a great deal, and you did a great job negotiating. Oh, my God. $57.
Again, I didn't do anything special. I just spoke with them. It's entirely up to you guys. I know that this is an increase and it's scary when you increase funds, but because I did work with Mr. Richards, it's been budgeted if the budget's approved. So you're increasing the services, you're increasing a little bit here, but it's not going to cost. In fact, it's going to cost you less out of pocket if you take this kind of a program, but it's not going to have to increase your annual park dues.
That's incredible.
Excuse me. No. Their park dues will increase because costs have gone up. I'm not saying we're going to keep the same assessment we had last year. It has gone up because of costs gone up. Okay, but not very much.
And that cost is not just because of spectrum. It's because of everything.
Yeah. There's a lot of costs.
We're heading for a recession, and the recession isn't going to be short term. It's going to be long, and everything is going up, up, up.
And they're,
guaranteed on it.
And they're guaranteeing it's only a 5%, so they can't.
That's right.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Mm.
Go ahead.
Sherry Moore, Vista Court. I agree. You've done great work. We appreciate you talking to Donna. But we have a contract with Chase and Gill. It is signed, and it says we will use him until it is canceled by either this park or him in writing. It did happen on March 2020. So we have to do it, or we have to not. I've got a copy of it at home, but I'm sure there's one in the office.
I had Lori look in the office the other day when I found this, and she couldn't find it. So if you have it, we better.
I have a copy of it.
Okay.
So I will get that to the office. But that is something that a board 2 years ago decided he's supposed to be doing that. I mean, if he can come in here and get it for 40 something instead of 50, we ought to do it. It's not money out of our pockets to pay this man he gets paid.
Right. So, we pay him 15% of the.
And they still get
signing bonus.
Refund per signing bonus. Right. So I do. It sounds like a great deal. I get it. But I can just vouch for myself. It will not save me money. So I have nothing extra at my house. I have internet that I have to take with me in my RV. So, but I do agree to get that and have the internet in the home. Who knows how good the internet's going to be? I don't know. But it's worth a try. It's the way things are going. But Chase and Gill, we have to be in contact with. And I'll get that for you. Well,
yes,
you can, but I think it's worth hearing from him.
I don't.
So, Carol Addy, 1000 Vista Court.
Again, Carol, this is an amazing amount of work you've put in, but can you hear me okay? So my question is to the point that Sherry Moore said, we have a contract. I brought it up a few meetings ago that we never rescinded a motion that this board took. In my opinion, you have a fiduciary responsibility to go back to that Chase and Gill and see independently what kind of proposal he's going to give our park. So you, the trustees, have a fiduciary responsibility to act as best you can on our behalf. This may be the best proposal that we can get, but you need to do your due diligence and you have 30 days to do it.
I'm not sure, and at Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court, if they can't find the contract in the office, if we have a contract, somebody get it up here, and I think the board should nullify the contract. That's my immediate thing, and I think this program should be voted in immediately. If we don't do this, it will go up another 5%, and we're going to lose in 30 days what we can have gained by this contract right here. We have talked about this for over 3 years now, folks. What? Are you okay? We've talked about this for almost 3 years now. As I said, January 2020, we paid $26.57. It's going to $38.47 right here this year. And it's going to go up another 5% come January. And this contract, this will fall apart. You have done a tremendous job on this. Mm-hmm. We have got to move on this, folks. We cannot sit around and do nothing.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
We have another one.
Greta Fisk, 1100 Keystone. Is that good? We aren't sure what this Chase and Gill is that y'all are discussing, this contract that you're talking about. So can somebody please just clarify? We thought we had a contract with Spectrum already, and this is to make a new contract with Spectrum, right? No? Or we have a contract with another company, but our services are coming from Spectrum?
No.
Can somebody just clarify all this? Thanks. Who's Chase and Gill?
It's my understanding that Chase and Gill was a negotiator. He apparently had come in here before my time. I wasn't aware of this. In fact, Cherie didn't even tell me about it. Or I would have said, go through that person. But he came in and he did a presentation. Would negotiate the contract for you, that you get from Spectrum. Now, Spectrum offers $150 per home kickback, which is what I got them to offer, times 695 homes. That's a big chunk of money. He's going to get 15% of that money to negotiate the contract with the same thing. He may get us a little lower rate.
No,
I can't guarantee that. I don't know. But if there is a signed contract with this company to do that investigation on behalf of the park, then that contract needs to be upheld. I don't have a copy of that. When I was given the Spectrum file, there was nothing about that contract in the file whatsoever. So, and from what I understand, you said Mr. Gill said there was no contract. Did you not just say that a moment ago?
Yeah, well, I asked him if we had a written contract, and I think he said no.
So unless there is a written contract, you don't have a fiduciary responsibility to him. But if there is a signed contract, then this board does have that fiduciary contract and the responsibility to uphold it unless they withdraw the contract. So either way, if you're going to work with him, then let him do the work. If you're going to do this, then this should be done. But if this doesn't get done and you go with him and he doesn't do anything better, then we do lose this, just so that you know. Okay? And That's the gist of it. I don't care how you do it, but we need to do it. Otherwise, you're not having
service. His fee comes to something like $15,000.
Correct.
Go ahead.
It's
Stacy Vincent, 1111 Seminole Court. This sounds really urgent. 30 days is not a lot of time. Definitely don't want to table something like this. I'm sure if somebody Googles Chase and Gill, you'll be able to find this person very easily. So somebody, please make a motion to reach out to this person and make a decision. Our board, it sounds like you have the backing of many of the people that are here and hopefully the people that are listening and concerned about this as well. 30 days is not a lot of time. It flies. It sounds like a great deal that Carol has negotiated and that they have offered to us, and prices are going up. I completely agree with what Dave said. So please, hopefully somebody can make a motion to get this resolved within the next 25 to 30 days. Thank you.
Do you have some?
One question. One thing though, we may have 30 days, but basically have one meeting.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But point of clarification. So, Carol, unless I'm misunderstanding, the park has 30 days to bring commencement either to the offer that you have on the table or to better it. So where are we in risk? I don't see the risk. If we can go to Chase and Gill, who we have a motion on our board, on our records, to say that Keith, and I forget who the second person was, that
Barbara Whitnick,
okay, that put that into place for us, and we have nothing that says that it went away, and Sherry Moore says she has a copy of the contract from Chase and Gill. I think for the park's benefit, we should at least take a couple of weeks and see if we can get to the bottom of it. Carol, the other thing that I found interesting is that when Donna from Spectrum presented to us, I think I remembered, and I could be wrong, that she said that there would be an upcharge to put in additional nodes to give us a better service.
No, she
did say that, Dave. I very specifically know that she said that because I could listen back to the recording and you can too as well. The other thing that she said is that while it's, I appreciate the package allows for those like myself, she also said that going forward, we would not have the ability to put it on a seasonal hold. So that would be kind of a one-time advantage. So I think that there's some more detail. I know that you've spent a ton of hours, Carol, and I totally appreciate it. But I think we have at least a 2-week window to do a little more investigation. Thank you.
Just to clarify, the date of the document that she sent me was April 21st. Okay, so she gave us 60 days. We are coming up on that 60 days on the 21st of June. So you do have the 30-day time frame. She has also put into the contract a 120-day activation process because of the installation of the new nodes. Mm-hmm. So it'd be you're more than welcome to contact this guy. I don't know whether he will be able to negotiate anything different. That would be between him and Ms. Arsenault. But I do know that they're doing some changes in their offices, and I don't know what her availability is at this point in time. The people that I ended up working with a little further beyond was her higher ups because they're switching around things. But if you're going to do it, you need to do it ASAP because they are increasing things. So, yes.
This fellow that we're saying we've got a contract with, he came in and did a negotiation for the current?
I don't think he did negotiate our current contract. No, I don't know where he came from and how he got a hold of him.
What I'm going to get to is this guy holding us hostage on a contract that Carol says we have? Or are we done doing business with this guy when he completed his duties as we asked him to do?
I can't answer that, sir, because I don't know anything about him.
But I'm just saying this is something we need to look at.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
according to what he told me today when I talked to him, is he sent numerous contracts to Cherie by email, tried to call her. She never returned the calls, never returned the emails. So she apparently didn't want to have anything to do with him. I mean, that's not his fault, but I think Sherry said that all we have to do is send him a letter saying that
we're done doing business with him in any form.
Right.
Can I have a question. May I ask? You said we have a contract with them. When was that done?
March of 2020.
For how long?
21.
Oh, Jesus. It's wide open contract.
Do you think he would show up for our next meeting?
Yes. He said he would.
Okay, my question answered.
Yes, Bruce Crabford, 442 Neighborly Court. We started working on this in 2019. I was here for the presentation that he did. It was my understanding there was no contract signed. And if that's what he told you on the phone, your secretary of this park, send him a letter and break the contract, if that's what it is. Boy, if we don't vote this in pretty quick, we're just going to keep increasing the cost of this. We have had meeting after meeting on this spectrum deal. Like I said, we started in 2019. This is the January 2020 quote. Per house was $26.57. Right now, it's going to cost us $38.47 for that same service. If we don't lock in this contract, we are crazy. And I'm a good businessman. Let's get something done. Send a letter. If something's there, and get out of it.
Okay.
I agree.
Yes.
Cut it.
Cut.
Speak up.
Oh. Just meant Becky. I didn't see you. I'm sorry, Becky.
That's all right. Joanne Kagan, 241 Berry Court. If you have the right to do that only if you take a vote of the trustees tonight to dissolve it, and then you as secretary can write that letter saying that the vote was taken this date by the trustees unanimously to dissolve that contract. That's how you would do that.
Thank you. Becky?
A negotiator is not in this for anything other than to make money.
Right.
I think we need to write a letter. I will make a motion that we send a letter to this Mr. Gilson and tell him that we are done with our contract with him and that it's null and void.
Mm-hmm. I second that.
And second. Yes.
I just wanted to mention under bulk cable service, it is a... I wanted to mention under bulk cable service, it's all a good deal. However, nobody brought up there's going to be a 5% maximum in annual rate increase after 2024. It's now 2022.
So, they said it.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I just said that, Bruce.
Yeah, Gary.
Real quick. As Bruce mentioned, we're headed for a $9 increase. We're going to get a $150 sign-up refund rebate type thing. That's $105,000 for the park at 700 units. I love it, my DirecTV, but it cost me for just my TV $77 and my internet $76. the 57 for both. And I'm getting a $50 a month promotional. This will save me $146 a month. And I'm going to give up my DirecTV and AT&T fiber internet for this because, and it's, if I didn't have, I have to call every year to keep that 50 promotional rolling over. So as much as I love it, I'd be happy to take it. Yeah, it's going to save me $20 on one.
Five words, NFL Sunday ticket.
Oh, well, that's $350 a year. I can agree with you, but $150 a month.
Okay, we have times a motion. 12 we have a motion, is, folks. Okay, we have a motion on the floor. Yep. I missed it.
Gary. Oh. I seconded it. Oh, okay. Yes, Becky's motion.
We send this letter to the gentleman that says we have a contract,
to cancel the contract.
To dissolve it.
Dissolve it.
Sherry Moore, Vista Court. You guys can vote to dissolve it. Personally, I would be very disappointed that you do not give this man 2 weeks to come to the next meeting and see what he says. Nope. And if he can't do a better deal than what Carol's got coming from Spectrum, you can vote to do the Spectrum. If you're not willing to listen to what he can find for us, you guys are at fault for not doing what's best for this part.
You're right, ma'am.
He wants his $15,000 commission. That's what he wants. 15% of the $105,000. Yep, that's $15,000.
Knowing.
So,
everybody in favor of this motion to
cancel the contract with that company?
Excuse me?
Yes. Becky's motion. All in favor. To cancel, to send the letter and cancel that contract. Definitely. I mean.
Is that six? I can't see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Oppose?
4. I make a motion. We accept this offer. It's incredible. It's $1,800 a year in my pocket, so I'm not gonna. I love DirecTV, but not that much.
But I think legally we would have to have that contract dissolved first.
Sure. Okay, Kay. We could vote next meeting, perhaps.
Yeah, I think you would have to be legal.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Exactly. That, there Thank you go, Bruce. Bruce. That's another good idea.
Is there another motion on the floor?
I make a motion. We accept this contingent on our ability to cancel the contract with that company that was mentioned that Joan is going to send a letter to.
Do we have a second?
Second it.
Been moved and second that we accept the contract after we received the letter saying that we do not have a contract with the gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in favor? Everybody opposed?
3-6-3
Motion carried. Carol, you did a nice job.
Good job.
Great job, Carol. Incredible.
I'm going to have to give up my good TV for the buy NFL. It's $360 a year.
Can you make a deal? Get it for free.
Nice job. Three. And we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
All right.
Okay.
Great. Was set up internet and TV.
Becky, can we hear from you?
Not till we see what about my contract.
Yeah, recommendations.
I don't think not yet. Well, my recommendation that I had proposed to Karen, if we don't get done with this agenda tonight, because we've rolled this over so many times, that we have a special meeting to continue this. But I don't think we want to vote that until we see how we get through with the rest of the agenda.
Mary?
Yeah. Just go over there. Get her done.
Nice and loud. Mary Cork, 379 Holiday Park. I'm here to speak about the About Us book. You each got something in your, not you, in your box about this. I'm going to give you a small synopsis, and then we will continue. The book was completed in December 2021, sent out for vote in January 2022, went to Tallahassee in January 2022. I had spoke at many meetings to have this book printed that it could be handed out to everyone while they were still here for the winter. At the mention of this, Cherie informed us that she was getting quotes, which I think she started mid-March 2022. We were told that it was going to be printed in-house this summer from the office. That's 72 pages per book at 1,000 books in binded. Can you tell me where Lori and Kathy are going to find time with all they do and no DM to boot? Here are we now, May 2022. No DM is no longer right here, and there isn't one in sight. So here we sit, 6 months, and still no updated books. Everybody's box. On May 9th, I will be presenting this. A comb-bound book with no flexibility for changes. That's that spiral blacky thing that keeps going around. A three-ring binder, which would allow you to change out pages and give the flexibility and longevity. Just a note, the quote from Staples that was given to Cherie was $10,500 for the comb book that you could not change the pages. The one I am advocating for is the three-ring binder, which would allow to change out pages and give the flexibility to do so when need be. This would be easier to add documents and pages all around to everybody. The three-ring binder from this company that I am proposing is $7,700. That's for the binder, three-ring. The comb-bound from this company is only $6,100. Difference of $1,540. Staples comb-bound was $10,500. The three-ring binder that I would like to see done is $7,700. It's a savings to me of $2,800. But this proposal is only good until June 4th of 2022. Questions?
Both Staples and this other company will do it for $7,700.
Staples was $10,500 for that comb. This company for $7,700 is a three-ring binder, nice bound cover book like you guys got for your, you know.
Staples didn't offer a three-ring binder?
Okay. No. Okay, that's just what Cherie had quoted like four times.
I misread this. Okay.
Okay.
I understand.
Yep. Gary?
Mary.
Yes.
Come next year, we could just switch out some pages, right?
There you go.
I make a motion that we do the three-ring binder she's found, get it done. We're almost at the six-month point.
We're
going to
be at the six-month point.
I mean, let's just get this done, and next year we'll save even more money by just paying for some paper.
And at the end of this, we're going to do 1,000 books,
right?
And we're going to have 300 on hand.
I'll second that motion.
Yes. Great.
Thank you.
Now, they put put it all together for us.
They do everything. Okay. We will just get the book. That's even shipping. That this price includes everything.
Who is that company?
The company, the people, they're in Destin. They're out of New Hampshire.
Oh, okay.
But the company that's going to do it is out of Destin. And in the 2-week turnaround.
Oh,
we can have these in 2 weeks.
And then we can have everybody sign that they get their book.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have a sign. We're going to give them out. We're going to sit, give them out a time, give them out, you sign for your book.
Right.
And if you want to know the reason behind that, the reason is you sign for the book. Don't come up to anybody and say, I didn't know that, because you got the book.
Great.
Everybody understand? Any more questions?
Behind you.
Behind me.
Behind you.
What? Behind me.
I just think, aren't we supposed to have 3 bids if it's over 5,000?
Cherie got the bids. I'm sorry. That's the Italian in me. Cherie got the bids. I have no clue what the quotes are.
But I'm saying your 3-ring binder bid is different than the other bids. They should all be the same kind of bid.
But she had asked and she never did.
Call Staples and say, what would it cost for a 3-ring binder bid?
You do it. Okay. I'm not doing it. I'm done. This is the 6th going.
We don't need
just saying 5,000 3 bids. I'm just reminding you.
No.
Is that required? Is that 3 bids on over 5,000?
We had the 3 bids. I don't know where the other 2 are.
I think if we go back and read Cherie's reports, we might find it, because she quite often quoted the pricing in there.
Seems like we did have 3 prices and one is missing, but we've got a motion and a second to do the 7,700. This board knows what it's doing. Let's take a vote.
But aren't you supposed to raise your hands if you want to talk?
Please, folks, please.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. As you know, we got into this 2 years ago. Our committee was appointed, a year and a half ago? We busted our ass doing this stuff. My recommendation was to have it printed outside. I gave Cherie 3 tentative quotes. Mm-hmm. Staples, Office Depot, UPS Store. She's got it in writing. I don't know what the hell she did with it, and I really don't care at this point. Let's get the damn book in plain English.
Amen.
In fact, I wanted 1,500.
In fact,
I said we should print 1,500. We need 700 copies for the park, probably 150 copies for real estate people. I know, and the people should sign for those books. We agreed on this.
We can always go back and order more.
Right.
I think
the girls could actually, if they had to. They've been printing. If they really ran out, but that's an extra 300.
So, say we make a few changes in some of the rules. All we got to do is print up paper with holes in it and pop them in. And so next year we'll save substantial money, and maybe they'll last 2-3 years, so we can save quite a bit of money.
We got a second.
I second.
Okay. Any other from the trustees? Everybody in favor of doing the 3 bid for 75?
3-ring. 3-ring, 77.
Okay. Motion carried.
All right, Mary.
For the record, that was 9 yes and 0 no.
7,700. Thank you, Mary.
Thanks,
job.
Mary.
Thank you.
All right.
Nine nothing. All right. Getting stuff done tonight.
We are, but nobody is raising their hand.
That's okay.
Just yakking it up. No, it's not okay.
We're getting it done.
Don't stop now.
Oh.
It's not okay for me, so it's not okay for anybody else.
What was the vote?
9 yes, 0 no.
Okay. Great. Kay, can I bust in here for a minute?
Pardon me?
Can I get in here for a minute? I got something I want to bring up. I'd like Gary to give us a quick explanation as to what's going on with the air conditioning system, just so that we get a little bit ahead of this.
Oh, yeah. I'd be happy to. That's a 10-ton system for the card room, pool room?
Whatever, wherever we get those leaks, at the, we got a problem with.
Kay asked me to present this to the board on May 2nd. We had three bids. We saw them in our meeting on the 25th, I think. Two of them lacked any details. None of them were what we wanted. What we want and what the residents have asked for is a zone system, which is two thermostats, one in each room. I did get Platt to come back and propose a zone system. In order to zone their system, which is a one stage, they added 5,200 to their bid because they got to do a second thermostat. They got to do duct rework, things like that. They did not propose a two stage. In my opinion, we only have one qualified company and qualified bid. That company is Freedom Air. They are the only company that went up into the attic in the card room, crawled around out there all the way over to the pool room. They took photos. I tried to print them, but I can email them to all the trustees so you can look at them more clearly. Our current duct system up there is drastically undersized for a 10-ton unit. The main trunks are 14-inch. They're going to bring in, they're going to rebuild the main box, the main feeder box, which is 12 by 22, because there's two 14-inch lines squished into the 12-inch side. So our original installation squished down two 14-inch trunks, one for each room, to 12 inches and attached it. The 14 inches being too small, our air conditioning main trunk is blown open. We're air conditioning the attic. One of the 14-inch trunk has also blown off halfway, so we're air conditioning the attic there too. Half of the pool room is missing approximately 900 square feet of insulation. It has none. Our feeder lines, and we've got five in the pool room and four in the card room, are 8-inch. They got to bump them up to 10 because they're undersized also for 10-ton unit. They're going to put in all new vents, cut a little bigger hole in the ceiling. And it's a two-stage proposal. A two-stage runs off 6 tons unless it's peak demand, and then the second 4-ton kicks in, and it's running at the full capacity of 10 tons. They're going to have two thermostats. They're going to move that extra drop you might see in the pool room. It's offline from the other four. It was added later, I think, as an afterthought, and was tied into the main trunk of the main feed. Never should have been there. When they take the pool room, they're going to put a 20-inch main trunk on and a brand new mix box. That's where they're going to try the fifth drop in, larger with 10-inch lines, brand new vents cut larger to handle the capacity of the blower. And they're also going to put in a brand new mix box in the card room, 10-inch lines up from four, and four new vents, two thermostats, four dampers. And the price is the highest. It includes repairing all of the stuff up there that's wrong. It includes insulating 900 square feet of the pool room. We're losing a lot of air, heat. You know, we're gaining a lot of heat in there. And, 900 square feet of missing insulation out of 1,060 feet. We got barely any in the pool room. That's why it's always, they're always cranking it, freezing out the card room. This is going to be, now it's going to take a little time. I told them we're in the off season. It's the off season for usage, but not for the heat. The heat is building up. If you can bear with it, we can get another train system, two stage, 10 ton, top of the line system. It's going to, the new two stages, most of the quality system require two lines of Freon. We only have one right now, but with the space that's, you know, when you're coming towards the gate in the pool area, that's actually a suspended ceiling there, sort of. It's a 2-foot crawl space, so I let them know with Jose's help, they can run that second Freon line through there so we can have a high-quality two-stage 10-ton replacement.
They'll fix everything in the whole thing. I don't want to fool you on this at all. 34,658 dollars. Now, only one company, Platt, they bumped up theirs from 17. They added 5,200. I did not have any of the contractors come back and tell them how to do their jobs. Only one company inspected our ductwork and found these massive AC leaks up in our attic. The missing ace, the split open of our main feeds, the undersized main trunks, the undersized feeder trunks, the undersized vents, lack of insulation. The only company, in my opinion, qualified to give us a proposal is Freedom Air. Now, will the other companies, if we go with a lower price, come in and realize and then hit us with an add-on? Probably, if they're paying attention. But all the other companies, they took a peek in the attic and said, I think I know what I got to do. I was given pictures of what they can see peeking in the two access areas. You can't see nothing. You can't see the underside. You can't see blown open. You can't see where we're air conditioning the attic. This guy was up there for 40 minutes. He took 60 pictures. He provided me with about 8 of the critical ones. The blown open areas and things like that, the missing air insulation. I do have another bid from Platt, who's put in 4 systems in here, and they've done some good work. But they didn't do this one. This one is the Smithsonian wants this unit when we get it out of here. It's 39 years old. It's a train. It's incredibly old. I've never heard of such an old air conditioner. But my hope is, and the price is reflected in a 2-stage train system. Now, we are going to have to wait for it because it's American made, supply chain issues and whatnot. I would not recommend a cheaper system. They can offer us a cheaper system. If we come halfway close to the lifespan of this one and get 19 years out of it, we'll be celebrating. I don't expect even 19 out of it. But now other companies propose mini splits, which cost more, not including the repair work. Mini splits last about, it's new technology, the little wall-mounted coolers. You know, they were planning on putting 1 or 2 in each room. So it's like 2 vents, and we ignore all our duct work up there, whatever. It's efficient, but it'll only last about 8, maybe 9 years. And my thought is, I don't want this system breaking down as long as I'm living here. I want to put another quality system in, fix all the problems. Unless you want me to get guys back here and tell them they need to crawl around in that attic and verify that all this stuff needs to be fixed. I know it needs to be. Go ahead, Mark.
So I looked through these proposals, and most of the proposals on warranties are a 5-year limited compressor warranty, 1-year limited parts, 1-year labor.
Oh, God.
This Freedom Air and Plumbing was 5-year compressor, 5-year coil, 5-year parts,
yes,
and a 2-year labor. Each of the other companies I call and I ask them what kind of service they did with. I don't know what the service would be for this because I just saw this one today. But I was very, very impressed with what I read here when I went through my findings through observations and what Gary just explained. These other companies came in here. They looked at the big unit. They looked at the walls. And then they said, this is what we need to do. This company went in depth. Mm-hmm. Very impressive.
Yep. I was so blown away with them. I wrote him an email. I won't take the time to read it. I wrote it at 4 o'clock this morning. I just happened to be over rested, I guess. And I laid it on and I told him, I'm going to present this to the board as the only contractor qualified to give us a price. If they can't give us a price with this kind of an investment, and let us know how much we should be fixing so we're not air conditioning the United States instead of just these two rooms, then they're not qualified to give us a price. And I'm talking 4 other contractors. Three of them had quotes in. I did get Platt to come back. I got one from Leading Air. None of them, except Freedom Air, is aware of the repair that needs to be done. And I didn't want to hold their hand and tell them, come on back and do the other half of your job and give us a full price of what we need to spend. This also is an investment. It's a two-stage. It'll save us some money. I'm not going to claim anything excessive, but two-stage versus one-stage, you do save money because most of the time you're running off 6 tons. It'll provide the comfort that all the people want with the individual room controls. Oh, they also found we have too small of a return in the pool room. We got a 24-inch grate in the door. They're going to put a 2-foot by 3-foot in the door because that just simply is not enough. And the 3-footer in the card room is actually pulling some from the pool room. So they looked at everything. And it could take a while. I can't say exactly how long it's going to take to get this two-stage train system in their hands. But this is a time that we have very few card and pool players. It will be rough if it takes a couple months to get it. But if we rush, we're going to go with another company or go back to them and say, hey, we want a cheaper one. We want a less long-lasting one. So I asked him for, give us the quote for a good quality system so it never breaks down while I'm alive. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
Gary, I did a Google search on them with reviews.
Oh, okay.
And they had a 4.9 out of 1,900 reviews on Google.
The CEO, owner of the company, last, I think it was November, was elected president of the Better Business Bureau of Brevard. And I was so impressed with them. I put a nice review on them myself, 5-star. And it is all more, right. But
Gary, I'm going to interrupt you there because you've been telling about it. I have a question. Is this the gentleman that came through the office and was looking at all the vents and everything?
The only one to look in our vents with a flashlight. Yes.
With what?
The one with the flashlight. The handsome 40-year-old with the flashlight. I had many companies in here looking, for duct cleaning and stuff. He's the only one. We're going to get a proposal on duct cleaning. I told him I'm recommending we don't do it. But he's also proposing sanitizing.
I just wondered if that was the gentleman that was walking around.
Yes, with the flashlight, looking inside every duct in the building.
Thank you. You've heard. Okay.
Gary, when we make proposals, we usually ask everybody bid on the same thing. What did you ask them to bid on so they'd be the same?
I basically asked them to bid on a zone system. There were 3 quotes already in hand, one from Angel Air, one from Palm Bay Air, and one from Platt. I wasn't involved in those. Cherie was.
Yeah, but what did you ask them to bid on when you said that?
What were they asked to bid on?
Yeah, I mean, so they're all given the same.
No, apparently not. Apparently, what Cherie asked them to bid on is not what we want, what the residents want, which is 2 thermostat zone control between the two.
So you didn't ask.
So I only asked one to come back.
So you when this started, I'm just clarifying. So when it started, Cherie is the one that started this, not you.
With 3. Yeah. Right.
And so you asked them and some to come back because you didn't think the enough was done.
What we got out of Palm Bay Air was a mini split, about an 8-9 year lasting system, the wall mounted type things.
Let me interrupt quick. The bids you got were all for 10-ton systems.
10-ton, but there's different systems.
But they're 10-ton.
They're all 10-ton. That's what he's asking.
Yes, 10-ton. Yes.
I'm like Mark. I just want so we're kind of apples to apples, and when we I know they're not, but what I'm saying is when we usually put out a bid, they usually put out what everybody's bidding on the same thing. But I agree that you probably did, and some of them went further than that.
What I did do was make sure we had 3 bids for zone systems. I had to get Platt to come back. They took a peek momentarily from one of the accesses, attic accesses. Yeah. They looked in one, and then they bumped their base 10 ton from 17 something to, they added 5,200 and something to zone it.
To clarify on my part, you're basically saying we want a 10 ton system, two part system, and to cool the place is what we want. And they would give their recommendation.
They initially call it zoned. If you got two rooms fed by one AC.
But they both, they all three had the same recommendation to me.
I needed three. I got Leading Air as a new one. Freedom Air is a new one, and Platt, okay. I asked them, but to come
thank
back.
Thank you. That
okay. Thank you. Dave?
All I wanted to say was, we're supposed to be losing 40% of the air out into nowhere. But to Gary's point, okay, Freedom Air was the only one that crawled up in there and did his homework and went through the place. The rest of them flashed the flashlights around as near as what I can figure. And if Freedom Air is willing to do that and is willing to do all the insulation work and all whole bit, hey, as far as I'm concerned, he's got the job.
Oh, they've added, just thrown in. I asked him, I said, this is going to be
do
the only.
Do we have a second on that?
We don't have a motion yet.
We don't have a motion.
Gary, make a motion.
I'd like a motion. He just keeps talking.
I did ask Freedom, because it'll be our only zoned air conditioner system in the building. I said, you know, with electronic baffles, three of them, to divert air and make sure there's not too much back pressure and whatnot.
Are you going to make a motion or just?
They're going to throw in 1 year of free service. Just that's the only thing.
Yeah. Come on, let's move it. I'm done.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. I was here during the construction when the building was rebuilt out there. Okay. Yes, I was up there. I saw it when the sheetrock was all down. Oh. The card room used to be where the pool room is. Oh. Vice versa. The pool room used to be in the library.
Okay.
Right? I want to tell you right now, what was done was a disgrace. The money that was wasted, and I think part of it got pocketed by you know who.
Oh.
I want to tell you right now, the ductwork up there is, what do they call it? The fiberglass things that they put together or some damn thing. I never saw nothing like that in my life. And I said then they should be ripped down and metal ductwork put in. I also left on a trailer trip. And when I came back, they had the street rock all up. And I said, is that ceiling insulated? Oh, yeah. Nope. They damn lied. I know they did. And I know they never insulated it because I never saw any pieces of insulation any place on the floor. I know that he lied.
The main feed is the best quality ductwork you can buy. It's called antimicrobial,
right.
R8. It's 3.5 inches thick. That's the main box. But it's only 12 by 22, and they squish down the 14s to fit them on the side. And
well, they were like, the boxes up there were like flexible, for God's sakes.
The rest is flex.
Yeah.
It's all going to be...
I'd like to make a motion.
It's total crap in plain English.
Go ahead, Dave.
I'd like to make a motion on the floor here. I'd like to make a motion that we accept Freedom Air's bid.
I second that motion.
For the air conditioning system.
Sure. Sure. Go ahead.
Cherie had gotten a bid because I discussed it with her 6 months ago. And she didn't want to put in a unit like that. You know, in Europe, they use those Siemens units in the walls. That's what she wanted to put in.
Yes.
Yes. Right. Did she give you those quotes? Yes.
Two of Platt's were that way. Well, one was actually the units hanging underneath the drop ceiling. And then Platt's other one was the mini splits.
Did they put in those bids on there?
Plombay Airs was mini splits. And
they don't last.
Angel was like for like.
You're right. And they would be individual units in going through the wall. Right.
They don't last.
I know. I didn't want it either.
I have a question real quick. Would Freedom, now Pratt kind of does our maintenance work on our AC now. Would Freedom do a contract? You said they'd give us 1 year. Would they set up a contract to keep them maintained?
In case, you know, I would recommend it. Well, we could find,
we don't need to decide it now.
They definitely would do it. And because it's the only system that's zoned with electronic baffles, And they put it in. I thought it might be good to have them at least service this one brand new system for the two big rooms there. I don't know what it would cost.
It's been, yes. We have a second. Yep. Okay, everybody in favor? Put your hand.
9-0.
Everybody opposed? Motion carried. Thank goodness.
Woo. Great.
Yes,
oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thanks for the work.
Oh, shoot.
Zero, no.
Okay.
They're going to be happy.
Yes, here we go.
Keith.
Okay, now listen closely.
Are we? I had Lori, she put the proposed budget in all the board members' boxes last week, she told me. I had one in there, so I figured everybody else did too. Basically, Lori and I worked on this budget. We took what we had last year. We looked at what we were proposing, how things were going this year. Some things worked, some things didn't. They changed. And so, but as you can see, I've got a last year's approved budget and the proposed one this year. The reason I'm bringing this now is because we have to have this done by the end of June 30th, because we got to put an assessment in to the state, and this has to be in the newspaper before we approve it. But we need to supply something to people to look at. And I like to do that. Basically, what I've got here right now is the assessment fees last year were $1,977. We're looking at assessment fees of $2,297. Now, that's $320 more for the year from last year. However, that came down $120 2 years ago. So we're really from 2016, we're talking 6 years ago, we would be $200 less per year than we are now. So, I mean, we've held tight a long time. We're talking about using, building up reserves so we don't have to borrow money later. And that's, we got to do. So, like I said, is basically an increase from last year to this year of about $26.68 a month. That includes the proposal for the cable TV we were talking about, the new system. So only $26 more a month to do that and get that. Then plus there's some stuff we have getting a district manager, new one. I put in, it was like 82,000. I put 100,000 because I don't know. Hey, the thing is, we don't have to spend it. But hey, if you go out and look, I haven't talked to the board or anybody on the board that's looking. But if you want and look at some of that stuff, that's a very possibility with today's wages and stuff, and trying to find employees. Everything else, the taxes are and stuff are based, and health insurance are based on costs. Or the health insurance last year was for executive was almost 6,000. For the new one, if they need one, and insurance costs going up, 14,000.
Excuse me, Keith, insurance.
Yeah, I've got.
We don't have insurance. We're losing the group insurance.
Yeah, I'm going to visit about that.
Excuse me?
Well, we lost our group insurance, not yet, but we will by the end of the month. And we have voted on this board that we will cover 100% of the employees' insurance that asked for it. However, we don't have enough now. Karen and I are meeting Wednesday with the insurance company to see what we can get and do for them, because from what Karen has found out, we cannot let them pay, buy something and then pay them, because then it becomes part of a salary. It's not a benefit then. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that, but we have passed the fact that we will pay their their insurance of people that have asked, and we'll have to do something about that. And I really think that's a big benefit for getting employees, good employees who want insurance benefits paid for. Mm-hmm. A lot of them covering that.
My specific question is on insurances. Where you have Aflac on here?
Now, yeah, the Aflac was taken out because Aflac is basically a wash. When they have Aflac, the employees, it comes out of the employees' check. We get reimbursed for every Aflac we get. So I left that. I talked to Lori about it, and she says everybody that has Aflac pays their own benefits. We pay for it as a group, but
that's what I guess I don't understand. I don't understand why we're paying for it. Why aren't they just paying it themselves?
I think it's because it's cheaper in a group situation where everybody. Is Karen still here or not?
The only one we're paying Aflac for, we pay for one employee. We pay Aflac. And then out of that employee's check comes.
We were paying more than just one, I do believe. I'm wrong.
We're down to just one.
Now, yeah.
Karen Foote, 214 Holiday Park. Aflac is an insurance that Keith brought up last year and said he was going to put it in the budget, but he wasn't going to use it until the trustees voted on it, if everybody remembers that. And then we found out this year that he was paying for it, but it was actually coming out of the employees.
Yeah, employees' wages.
Wages. I don't know how Aflac works. I told Keith that I didn't like Aflac, that's just a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know how that happened. Now, the employee health insurance. We don't have a group anymore because we only have two employees that get health insurance.
So far.
And that's Lori and Derek. So as of May 31st, they will no longer have health insurance.
May?
May 31st.
Oh.
Cherie got a letter November 26, 2021, telling her that we will lose our group health insurance May 31st, 2022. I got a call from Keith. Well, Keith and I met a week ago and found out. I called Health First and they said, no, we're not giving you guys a group health insurance. If you guys got it, the trustees need to vote on how much money they want to give these employees towards insurance, but it can't go on as an insurance. It has to go on. And they're going to give us the legal term on Wednesday as an incentive for. Working for the park. So it's going to be taxed.
Oh.
So will be if Derek goes on the marketplace, it will cost him $521 a month. And that's what we're paying right now. It's $519.87 a month for Derek. If Lori goes on the marketplace and looks for insurance for herself, her insurance, now don't faint. And this is what we're paying right now, is $1,100 a month per month. But this year, starting June 1st, when Lori gets on there to get the same plan she has right now, it will be $1,581 per month. So now you guys have to decide as the trustees, what's the max you're going to pay towards someone's insurance? Because they can go online and find a lot of different companies, but they're all going to be a lot more than that. Because I went and checked three other companies and it would be a lot more than Lori's. And it's because of age, because of health reasons, because of tobacco use is why it's tripled for one employee over another. So you guys need to decide tonight how you're going to do this if you're going to keep paying insurance for these employees. And you can't call it insurance because it's illegal in Florida. Go ahead, Ursula.
I know how Aflac works. I know how Aflac works.
I know how Aflac works.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you didn't.
No, I know how it works, and I don't agree with that.
It's terrible.
It's a waste of money.
But it's normally a choice to the employee. If they want it, they can pay it every month.
Right.
It's never, ever been taken out of the, been paid and then taken out of the paycheck. That's a completely separate thing. They get up by themselves.
Right. Exactly right. Yeah.
So I see absolutely no reason why we should pay Affleck for anybody.
Okay. So I guess you guys need to decide what you want to do for health insurance for our employees. If you're even going to offer them health insurance, we can't get it as a group anymore. It can't be billed under the park. They have to go on the website just like any of us in the group and go on the marketplace and find their own insurance.
Wow.
All right. Any questions? Go ahead, Gary.
Is it part of it because we only have two? It's just too small.
Only because we have two employees. Yep.
How many would it take?
At least five.
Oh, okay.
We had four, and at four, they refused us. That's when we got the letter in November saying they're not going to offer business.
Just a thought. We are going to have a new DM. We might hire AJ direct.
That would be
from
four.
Manpower.
You got
to
keep going.
He seems to be working out wonderfully, but we're still one short.
Still one short.
And they are short one more in maintenance custodian. And right now, one part-time.
But as of May 31st, they lose their insurance. So we
have
to.
Oh, my God.
So that
I thought it was the end of the year.
So that means June 1st, Lori has to come up with $1,600. Derek has to come up with $600.
Is that through the ACA website?
Yep.
16?
Marketplace.
Oh, my God.
If
insurance is high.
Karen, if at some point we ended up having five or six employees.
They will regroup. We have to call them and they will give us a price.
That would be
who's that?
It'll still be like Lori's was this year, $1,200 a month.
No, I understand.
And Derek's will be.
I understand that, but we'd be able to go back and supply a group
and negotiate once we get five to six employees.
Okay.
I did speak with the Health First, and they told me they started phasing out group.
This is Health First.
And they'll do a 5-member group?
They said they'd look at it and see how many we have.
Oh, well, they told me flat out they wouldn't.
Yeah.
They said, no,
they will.
We're phasing it out. And by the end of the year, we're not going to write any more group policies. And like even the county has Health First, they got to the end of the year.
They
got to find another carrier.
Ours ends in May. Yeah. Ends in May.
Yeah, it's part of the phase up.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much.
Yep, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so you've heard this. What do you think about the insurance, trustees?
Wow.
You can ask a dumb question, yes.
There are no dumb questions.
Bruce Crabb, 442 Neighborly Court. A long time ago, we had several custodians, but we hired people of all over 65, so they were on Medicare. And then we went to hiring a lot of younger people, which we had 8 or 10 people on our insurance at one time. Is it possible that we could piggyback on the city of Palm Bay? I don't know. I'm just asking. Oh. Well. Okay. Well, I know we piggyback on Palm Bay with the removal for hurricane stuff, but I do not do.
We are paying considered not. I mean, as employees,
that's an incentive.
But I mean, you know,
they don't get paid that much. So that's,
I know,
incentive.
But I mean, when I made minimum wage and had health coverage years ago, I still paid out of pocket a percentage of what my coverage was for a very large company. So,
yeah, it depends on where you at.
I mean,
we had 100% where I worked. So,
well, it's like my husband was with FedEx for 38 years and we still had to pay. So, I mean, because things are changing in the world and coverage is so expensive.
Yeah, it was switched. It was 60% in 2018, and January of 2019 went to the 100%.
Right.
Yeah. It used to be 50-50.
Pardon me?
It used to be 50-50. The employer paid The employee paid.
We have. I really want to keep them, and I don't want to cut their insurance out.
I definitely understand. I mean, I'm just saying, if we have to negotiate, even if something that we can find that's on marketplace, maybe they can do some and we can do some until we can find a better plan or hire more employees to get a group rate or something like that.
Also, if the income's not too high, and most of the employees, except for probably the DM position, would get a subsidy of about $250. A month.
That's
to help
what,
with some of them. If we put it in their paycheck, we also have to pay payroll taxes,
exactly.
Workman's comp,
right.
All that.
You're going to lose money. Right. I'm just trying to figure out how we could help get them
they'll
something by the end of May, you know. Yep. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice try.
Patty Pack, 1014 Willow. Shh. What we found, though, when we decreased the percentage and they had to pay some, they weren't paying it and they did not have health insurance. You know, they, if they couldn't get it paid 100%, they had no health insurance.
Right.
So.
I hate to keep coming up. Keith and I was on the budget committee in what, 2010, 11 maybe. Up to that time, we always paid 100% of insurance for the employees, but they were being paid $7 an hour. This was our incentive to keep good employees, and it worked for many, many years. During that budget committee that we did, we insist we got to start making them pay for health insurance. So we put in 10% or 20%. Then it gradually went up to 50 or 60%, and they were still paying crap. You can't pay people $8 an hour to go out and cut the grass like they were doing. We had to use the health insurance as an incentive. We got two choices. We can just drop the insurance all together and pay them more money, or we can try to give them health insurance. Health insurance is becoming a really bad item in this country. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the hell we're going to do in the future. I really don't. I have no idea.
Thank you. Yes.
May I have permission to leave?
Microphone.
I don't feel well.
Hey, Ursula,
I didn't hear.
We can't hear you.
All you have to do is excuse yourself.
Okay, may I excuse myself? Thank you.
Stacy Vincent, 1111 Seminole Court. I know that we were considering using a company to provide HR to our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those type of companies will offer health insurance benefits. So that might be something. I know that we suspended that for up to 6 months, but that might be an option to be able to offer employees some form of health insurance. As a person who pays for my own health insurance,
good night.
I checked into a lot of different things. I mean, I checked into United Healthcare, Golden Rule, Blue Cross Blue Shield, outside of the ACI, and I was able to get coverage. So that might be something that we might want to look at. And the other suggestion that I have is a couple of times in Florida, we've been here for a little over 30 years. There's been companies that I've worked for that have employees through staffing agencies. I don't know how Holiday Park pays for the employees here, but that might also be something that we might look into, if we're planning on going back to hiring, you know, lawn care people and that kind of thing on our own, then of course we're going to have plenty of employees who probably need health insurance, and they would love to have 100% paid health insurance like I would. but unfortunately, my employer does not do that. But it would be a good thing maybe to look into some sort of staffing agency, because they would probably also handle payroll, printing checks and that type of thing. And they sometimes offer health insurance for employers with a low number of people accepting health insurance. Thank you.
Most all staffing companies don't offer, like Manpower, no benefits. And there's a profit form. So we'd end up putting out more money and less would end up in the employee's pocket. with the middleman. Yeah. Now, Bambi's going to start offering health insurance to they'll find whoever can write. But the cost of health insurance going through the roof, and 100% is it's as generous as you can be with health insurance. My last job was the best I ever had. It was 80%.
And, yes.
You know, but I was making a good wage. But, yeah. You know, so.
Our turn. Okay, I just got one more thing. We did figure out by, because I know a lot of people are asking this question. Mm. What does it come out to be? If we did Lori's at 100% and they're going to give us a price on Wednesday, well, they're going to meet with Lori and Derek, which Lori isn't out, isn't here now. So we're going to have to find out if they want to reschedule that. But they can do Lori online too. Lori's would be $9 an hour more in her paycheck to pay 100% of her insurance. Derek's would be $3 an hour more in his paycheck to pay his insurance for 100%.
Per hour.
So, I mean, that's why it doesn't seem fair. Some of our other employees, like Kathy, doesn't get insurance. So Lori will make $9 more an hour and have insurance. And Jose doesn't have insurance. But Derek's going to make $3 more an hour and get insurance. But the rest of his people won't get $3 more an hour. So that's what you got to look at it that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay 100% of Lori's, it's $9 an hour. And pay 100% of Derek, it's roughly $3 an hour.
Wow.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay, trustees, anything else?
I have some questions on the budget.
Say it again. Right.
Age base.
Yeah. And when we get old, it goes up.
I have questions on the budget. It's not on the insurance, but.
Yeah.
Okay, go back to budget now.
I have one.
Okay.
We're going back and forth. They're both on the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes or no? Let's go.
I can answer. You have a question?
Oh, I thought we were still on the insurance.
We are. Yes. We need to do something about the insurance.
Okay. Finish up the insurance.
We have to do something.
Okay. What are you doing with insurance then? I've asked you. No one answered what you guys want to do.
I just put in some numbers based on some of the other stuff because we had said 100% of the insurance was paid. And the reason we kind of did it too was before we had group. Now we don't have group. And it's not an easy situation anyway. So whatever we decide.
Just to throw something in, a conversation with Jose today, he's had two no-shows just to get employees to come in. They won't come to work. They won't even come in for an interview. You know, and this is through a staffing operation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's beside himself because he's working, you know, 8 days a week along with Dwayne and the rest of them. So, yeah, we have got a real major staffing problem.
Yes.
And we've got to get it back up and running.
Mm-hmm. And it's mostly wages or benefits.
I think you said
yep. What? Really?
Yeah.
Does somebody have a recommendation? Does somebody have a recommendation for us?
One recommendation is we hire AJ direct as soon as possible. We can't lose out on a good man like that. He would trip over himself to become a direct employee. I don't know what the wage is, but that's just a thought.
That doesn't have anything to do with the insurance.
From Manpower, he's currently with us, I think, about 11 or 12 weeks. So I could be off a little bit, but.
AJ is going to be with us permanently.
All right.
Jose actually has hired him, and I did okay it.
Excellent.
But it has to be as soon as they're done with this company that we got him from. So as soon as he is released from there, then he is will be full-time with us. AJ is a good worker, and he is a hard worker. I mean, he's busy helping you. And he's really okay. Learning. He likes the job. He likes the people. And he likes being here.
Okay,
we are trying to get others. They have been interviewed. I think Jose was interviewing one yesterday when I was up at the gate. And he got so upset because he wanted from this company, he was going to be paid $2.50 more than what he makes an hour. And he's a lease. So, and we're paying that plus more than we have to pay the company. The idea of trying to get people, you guys don't know how hard it is. We sit on the phone, call these different companies. Carol can tell you. She sat and helped. It's not easy. You call them, they tell you they'll call you back. Right, Carol? They don't call you back. You keep working with them. We have to have people, but we can't get people that wants to work.
So,
am I correct, Carol?
So not only insurance, we need to work over our wages.
I'm sorry, Carol Summers, 1143 Greenview Court. Karen's telling you, right, I understand that, but you've got one thing that you have to resolve. You can't go much further unless you come to a decision on your insurance.
Right.
I know that that's going to be
people
difficult.
Won't work.
People won't work without it.
No.
Most people, I mean, that's a hiring tool. It is very important, but with the budget out there right now, you've got to decide whether you're going to pay it or not. So that should be a priority thing. Either we are or we aren't.
Do you feel that if we increase our wages, that would take care of the insurance?
The companies that I've spoken to when I was in the office helping out, and I've been talking to some since then on the DM search, we don't pay enough money to our regular employees. We don't have to pay a fortune to our employees or to the DM. We don't have to pay $100,000. I've done some research. That's not a fee that we have to pay. But with the prices going up, the wages going up, everything going to be happening to be $15 a minimum an hour in the near future, we don't pay enough. Manpower doesn't want to work with us anymore because we don't pay enough. And manpower is who we've been working with. All the companies are wanting more and more money for the employees to give employee benefits, to give them the things and do the hiring and the backgrounds and so forth. But your insurance is going to be a priority. You either have to give it to them or you don't give it to them. If we're too small to get a program and we don't have enough employees to give a program, then don't offer it. But if you're not going to offer it, then offer your employees a better wage. Right now, Lori is making $18 an hour. You're going to be giving her half her wages and an increase to cover insurance. Is Lori worth that much money? In my opinion, with some of the things that she does, yes. But then again, that's just my opinion. Doesn't mean that she is necessarily with other people. But to give her that kind of an increase just because she needs insurance and not give it to the other guy is wrong.
Fair.
It's wrong. Yeah. So if you're going to increase the wages across the board to give them the benefit and keep the employees. But don't call it insurance. Just give them a better, fair wage. But
Karen,
you got to resolve it one
Karen,
way or the other.
Karen, we figured out what we were going to call it? She gone?
Yes.
So the 3% I put into the budget is not enough. Yeah. Okay, let me rework it.
Last time on
touch. Bruce Crabb, 442. Back when Keith and I did this, we're talking 2011, 2012. The money that we took out for Social Security, whatever not, Medicare, all that stuff, then we had to pay unemployment insurance and all the other things. It amounted to 22% of the total paycheck, actually. And we were paying a fortune back then. And it's only going up now.
Okay, we have a motion or something. Have you decided what you wanted to do?
No. One thing, Kay, if you wouldn't mind, maybe you could ask Manpower, because they usually offer after a certain point, like 12 weeks or something, that you can get out of a six-month contract, and that might be $500. If it's reasonable, you might feel, wow, let's grab AJ. That way we don't lose one. One other thing to think about a little bit further down the road, Jose is planning on retiring at the end of this year. He does not take any insurance. I discussed with him the possibility he could at least continue to work part-time for the park because, but we might need to pay him a little more because he's not making that much after 11 years and he doesn't cost us a dime for health insurance. So if we could get a couple of more years out of Jose and he'd be a little happier with a little better wage, that might at least him and AJ, but they're short too. So,
excuse me, we're still not that. Doesn't answer the question about insurance.
There you go.
No.
We need to go back to the insurance.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, we were off on wages and staffing and maintenance. And...
Okay, what can I do for you, dear?
At Regis 409 Holiday, solve the whole problem. Get able-bodied people who are on Social Security to do these, and you don't have to worry about insurance.
Sounds great. Yeah. We just can't get them to come and apply for a job. You know? So, I mean, it really would be... Oh, never mind. We stay on this first. We really need to... What are we doing on insurance? Come on, folks. It has to be done before the end of the month.
Karen, do you have any idea? You're the one that's been talking to the insurance people.
Have enough to pay Lori extra and Derek extra to keep them because you've already budgeted that amount. You've budgeted Cherie's amount, you budgeted Derek's, you budgeted Earl's, and you budgeted.
Yeah,
is there enough in there?
I believe there would be for we got another five,
and
months.
Then Lori will be here a year when August. When did Lori come back? Does anyone remember? Was it August?
August,
wasn't it?
Yeah, she came at, well, she came back after we started the budget.
That's what I mean.
We didn't budget any money for her insurance.
Yeah, but you did the other guys.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe if we look at that and see if there's enough to cover them, at least for June, and then figure out after June what they're going to do. I don't know what.
But the thing is, then you're saying what they're going to tell us Wednesday is what we're going to call that.
What we got to call it, right. Yeah.
I really
don't know. You know, you can't offer it to two people and the rest of these employees are going to have a fit.
Well,
I can't.
What's the difference? I mean, if they're not getting extra benefit by insurance now,
they're going to have to buy it themselves.
Yeah.
Is what's going to happen after Wednesday.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're really paying for their insurance by giving them the extra money, even though you're not calling it that. I mean, it shouldn't make the other employees upset because they don't have insurance anyway.
I would like to, I guess, table this, take a look at what the insurance
was Wednesday,
what they say. And I think we can figure out what to call it to finish out the rest of the thing. And then we'll have time to look at insurance for next year, next budget year.
So we'll report a workshop.
Yes. So we'll report back to you on the 23rd, what they told us on Wednesday.
And with everything in order.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, everybody should be thinking about how we're going to go about right. doing this. Are we just going to say stay at 100%? Are we going to put in percentages?
Are we going to put $800 a month is what the max we're going to give you, and you have to pay the rest? You guys, that's what you guys need to decide.
So we just need to be thinking about that, so when we come prepared next time, we don't sit around here for 30, 40 minutes. Well, what are we going to do?
So can we table this?
Yeah,
everybody agree to table this?
We're ahead of last
until next meeting.
But we just have to get it going.
And you come back with some thought of what we're going to do.
Make a motion. We table this till next week.
I need a second on that motion.
Yeah, it's seconded.
No, you can't. Right.
What?
The district manager position.
You need to DM, though.
I tried to get that early.
Right.
Well, Becky.
Do you have a recommendation on the company?
I thought Becky was.
Well, I'm passing it to Carol.
Well, we rewrote the job description. Do you have it with you? Yes. Did you guys get a copy of it?
Yes.
We rewrote it and we entitled it District Property Manager.
Right.
We did a bunch of research and we found that we don't have to pay $100,000 for what we need this person to do. We've laid it out. We've outlined it, looked at the way it was written. We've got explicit requests that we want. We want someone that can come in here that has hands-on experience maintaining property, the building, the grounds, the employees, the gates. They need to know computer programs. One of the problems with Cherie was she didn't know our computer programs, so Lori's been doing them. So we brought all this out, and we've got a nice description, and I believe you all have given it that. And mm-hmm. if that's approved, we need to get that out there so we can start looking at hiring. I've contacted several headhunter agencies, mm-hmm. as you called them, mm-hmm. or employment agencies, and two have been really, really good. I've contacted six. Three have given me information. There's a contract in the office that they sent me from. I sat in the office when I was up here a month ago working in the office, and I've got two more since then. It does cost money to use these. It costs money to use Indeed. It costs money to use LinkedIn. It costs money to use Monster. I can't even give you those prices until you go in there and give them the information. Without the information being approved on the job description,
right.
we can't move forward. What I can tell you is the one that I like the most, which sounds like a lot of money, is a 50% markup. By that, I mean, they will find the person for us, recruit the person for us, do the advertising, do the background checks, do the drug screening, everything, and send us qualified applicants. We choose the applicant we want to work for us. For 90 days or 480 hours, that applicant is on their payroll. We have that 90 days to like the applicant like Manpower does. During that 90 days, if we pay that person and our salary is, let's say, $2,000 a week, I'm just using that as an example. That's a lot of money, but I'm just using it as an example. They would get 50% of that $2,000. So they would make $1,000 a week for the first 480 hours. Once they've received the 480 hours, they're done. That company would receive no more money. We would then roll that person in and they would get paid their normal wages. So it's going to cost us, depending upon the salary, anywhere from $6,000 to $12,000 to use an agency to hire this guy based upon what we pay. So the reason we rewrote it is because we wanted to make sure that we had the right type of person. Lori has been doing a lot of the business aspects in the office for the last 3.5 years. This may solve one of your insurance issues, too. I have suggested to Becky, and we've thought about redoing, instead of having Lori as a office assistant, making her an office manager where she handles the basic financial aspects under the guidance of the new district property manager. But the district property manager handles all the outside issues of the park instead of the financial issues of the park. And you break it apart. That way, you're not paying as high a wage here. Yes, Lori would get more because she's going to have more legal responsibilities that she's been doing, but she's going to get paid for doing that. And in the long run, you're going to save money.
Right.
You will end up saving money by not paying as much here. Even though you're going to pay a little more here, they're going to balance out. So you're not going to have to pay as big a wage. That might be the insurance issue fixed. But we need to get this approved before we can move forward, because without that, I can't give anybody any information to keep going on the research.
I only had one problem with it, and that was the old description on education asked for a graduate of a four-year college, and we've dropped that. With all the problems we've had, we've dropped that to a high school degree and 5 years of management.
That's what they accepted in the application and the background that we had for Cherie.
Right. And I think, well, look at the problems we had with that.
I agree. But if you're going to require a graduate degree or 4 years of college, you're going to pay $125,000 a year.
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if they only have a high school degree, I think they ought to have more than 5 years experience.
That's what they required on Cherie's. I'm just going with what they required, because we went off of what they required from the last one, and it said five years experience.
Right.
I would prefer more, but that's what the last one had.
Well, that's what we're doing is rewriting it, right?
Right. You're rewriting
it.
So
why can't we put 10 years experience? Or
you can put whatever you want to. That's up to you guys. But it's up to you guys.
The higher, more experience, if you're going to go 10 years, you're going to look
But you're only asking for a high school diploma. But if you're asking for 10 years experience, I mean, when somebody graduates from high school, they're like 17 years old or let's say 18 years old, 5 years experience, 23-year-old. Do you really want a 23-year-old? You think they could manage here?
You know what? Actually, I've met some 23-year-olds that might do a darn good job. And then I've met some that I wouldn't have in time as you.
Yeah.
That's why you have an interview.
They can't hear. You know, everybody's talking and we're talking up here also, and that they can't hear in the back. So
I would like to make a motion that we accept this job description and get going on the dock.
I second.
District manager.
It's been moved and second that we accept this motion of 5 years or this description of the looking for the headhunter. So any other? Everybody in favor? Raise your hand. Everybody opposed?
Wait a minute, I didn't get a count on that.
I couldn't hear you. Oh, count?
Four.
For it, yes.
Four said yes.
Everybody. Oppose? Okay.
Oh.
Motion carried. Thank you, girls, for working on that, and we can get it gone.
could I ask Becky a question about that job posting? Do you have a ballpark salary you're considering?
I don't.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're kidding. Okay.
And just because we said 5 years, we don't have to accept 5 years.
Okay, folks.
What happened to the rest motion of the to adjourn? Agenda?
Motion to adjourn. I'll save that next week.
You've got ACC. You've got.
I second the motion to adjourn.
It's been moved to second. We adjourn. Everybody in favor?
Who made the motion? Oh,
thank you all for coming. I'm sorry it's so late, but we did cover a lot of territory. So, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, we got the spectrum done. Can you believe it? Got it done. We approved it, right? Eliminated the guy and approved it. What do you know? It's a bargain. Oh, you know what? I can afford to buy NFL package now. I got to give up my, because I'm going to save $1,800 or $1,700 a year. I can drop $360 on that. What is the cost? $360 a year? Something like that. I don't know. I can't believe it. Thank you.
You're acting like you don't trust them. You know, we got to trust them.
Got some things done tonight. I like that three-ring binder.
I know.
And next year, we update, and we barely spend anything.
You know,
very good.
I wanted to get people to sign up to come and help the workers. You know.
Oh no, we got more than that. Spectrum, we got the book done. We got the 10 ton done. We got the job description done. And the sound.